Let's just have some fun with it.
We can't do Napoleon Dynamite again.
Are we recording this?
First time I listened, all the flat billed hats curved to the geometrical. Okay, I gotta redo that.
Urban Dicks. Urban.
Urban Dicks. That's that sporting goods store, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Urban Dicks, yeah. The opposite of a.
I'm sorry, I'm so tickled.
It's time for the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. Serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously.
Hey gang, we are on vacation this week, so we've compiled an episode full of games being the foot, bloopers, and reviews, as well as some of the highlights from our favorite shows over the first 25 or so episodes. So sit back and enjoy, and we'll be back as scheduled next week. Stay woke.
What do we say? I can't remember what we say. Welcome back.
Sorry, I was going to help you.
Yeah, no.
I was going to try something.
Here we go.
This is terrible. Starting this over. The podcasting.
What's new is I've got a Florida Sportsman magazine in the mail.
No. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
And as I love to do, Nate, we have a game.
A game is
the foot.
Yes.
We ate a lot of delicious... let me start that again.
Why did I agree with you? Try that again. No, you know what? Screw Ibis. Take Ibis off whenever you edit this.
These are the guys at the ramp with the giant Salt Life skits.
Okay. Do you read Florida Sportsman, Nate? I mean...
I don't regularly, but I'm very familiar with
it. If you see it laying in the living room of my house, you'll grab it and read it.
Absolutely.
So we're going to switch it up a little bit. This week we got a new segment we're going to add in.
Oh, great.
And we're going to call it What's Not.
What's Not. All right.
So I've got a copy of this month's Florida Sportsman. Came in the mail a couple weeks ago. And I've gone through it and I've written down the titles of articles.
Okay.
All right. So I've got 9 titles here. And I'm going to let you pick the 2 that aren't real.
All righty.
Okay.
That'll be interesting. Okay.
Here we go. Number 1. Best of Broward. From swordfish to bass, this metropolis has it all.
That's real.
Okay. Number 2. A Stormy Year. How Fishing Fares After Canes. A Retrospective Look.
Okay. Canes. A Retrospective Look. So they're like going back in time to these different hurricanes that hit and like...
Sure.
Okay. That sounds real.
That sounds real?
That sounds
okay.
real.
Number 3. Reds in a Pinch. Looking for the ultimate drum bait, look no further than the crab family.
Ooh. I don't know. That seems a little specific for Florida Sportsman.
Okay.
I'm going to go fake on that.
You're going to go fake on number 3. Number 4, Ties That Bind. Our editors reveal their favorite knots.
Editors, Ties That Bind. I'm going to go real.
I think you're real on that.
Okay.
Number 5 is... Don't leave home without them. Pliers, braid snips, line cutters. The essential hand tools of the Florida offshore fisherman.
I'm going to go fake on that one.
You're going fake on that?
I'm going fake on
that one. Don't leave home without, because you don't think they'd write an article about pliers.
Yeah, I mean, they would.
Number 6, I got ramped up. Tips for putting a little more love in your love-hate relationship with boat rigs.
Oh my gosh. That is a little too ridiculous to be fake, so I'm going to go real on that
one. Okay, yep. You're right. That's a real one. Number 7, Midnight Methods. Graveyard shift tactics for taking fish on fly.
Graveyard shift. Fly fishing at night. Yes. It's an article about fly fishing at night.
Yes.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm going to go fake on that one.
All right.
And I'll read me the fake ones at the end, and I'll decide which one to take off.
Hunting the Rut. How to adjust your tactics through the 5 phases of whitetail breeding activity.
5 phases of whitetail breeding activity. I think I'm going to go real on that one.
That's real, and that is a 1-page article.
1 page?
And it discusses the 5 phases of...
How do they do that in 1 page?
They got it covered, brother. All right, speaking of brothers, number 9. Oh, brother, where arty thou? Tips for targeting finicky inshore bites... with the latest in artificial lures.
Now, okay. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Was one of my favorite movies.
Okay.
It's so good. That sounds, again, that's ridiculous enough to be real. I think that's a real one.
Okay. So right now you think the fake ones are Midnight Methods, Graveyard Shift Tactics for Taking Fish on Fly.
Okay.
Don't Leave Home Without Them, Pliers, Braid Snips, Line Cutters, The Essential Hand Tools of the Florida Offshore Fisherman.
Okay.
And Reds, In a Pinch, Looking for the Ultimate Drum Bait, Look No Further Than the Crab Family.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to say the redfish one is real.
Okay.
And the other two I said are fake.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong. Totally wrong on all accounts. Wow. Holy cow. All right. So what were the fake ones?
The ones I planted were Ties That Bind, Our Editors Reveal Their Favorite Knots. Oh, man.
See, that
would be a good article.
That would be a good one.
And Oh Brother, Where Artie Thou, Tips for
Targeting
Finicky Fish.
Jeez.
I've got four article titles. I'm going to read them to you. And you're going to tell me which one I made up.
All right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
How Kingfish Got a Bad Rap. That was then, this is now. Kings are back in our hearts and in our kitchens.
That's the longest title in the history of titles.
I fell asleep halfway through you reading
right?
it.
A Different Flight, Finer Points of Jump and Pass Shooting for Wood Ducks. That's number two.
It sounds like a basketball article.
Bull Market. Catching monster sharks off Florida's most popular beaches. That's number three.
Okay.
Number four, Get the Drop on Winter Sheep's Head. A Better Way to Do It. Vertical Fish with Crabs Over Reefs and Rubble.
Oh my gosh. Okay, how many of those are real?
Three of those are real.
Okay, so there's only one fake one.
One fake one.
Let's go with the Kingfish one is fake.
How Kingfish Got a Bad Rap. That was then. This is now. Kings are back in our hearts and in our kitchens.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It's the cover article. What the heck?
Holy.
So which was the fake one, though?
The fake one was Bull Market, catching monster sharks off Florida's most popular
beaches. See, that's realistic because giant bull sharks roam the beaches.
Also, it's a play on Bull Market.
Yeah.
Hit me up, Florida Sportsman headline writers. Let me just doctor your headlines for a minute.
Well, just let us edit. I mean, edit, people. That's so many words.
Here's the next section we're going to do. I'm going to give you four. Nate, you ready for this?
Okay.
Emily, you can participate in this, too, if you'll put the magazine down.
All right.
I'm going to give you four headlines. One of them I made up. Two of them are from Florida Sportsman. One of them is from Cosmo.
Oh, great.
Okay?
All right.
You have to tell me which is which.
Okay.
All right, here we go. A lot of times we do the subtitle with the title, so these are just the title.
Okay. All right.
Nighttime is the right time.
Oh, good gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Getting down at the beach.
Oh, my gosh.
Better your braid.
Okay.
Okay.
Or number four, not so happy hunting ground.
Oh, my goodness.
A.K.A. Tinder.
Which one is from Cosmo?
What was the second one again?
Getting down at the beach.
Oh, gosh.
That's my guess. That's my guess for the Cosmo article.
The first one was Nighttime is the Right Time, you said? That sounds like a Florida Sportsman article. I'll go with the Getting Down to the Beach, too.
Getting Down to the Beach is in this month's Florida Sportsman.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh.
So is Better Your Braid, because I saw that one in there.
Well, we're not done picking them.
Oh, my B.
He just ruined it.
He just ruined the whole segment, yeah?
I Britted it.
Getting Down at the Beach, subtitle, A Case for Sinking Lines and Winter Surf Fishing.
What?
It's the fly fishing seminar in this month's Florida Sportsman.
Oh, my gosh.
So, which one did I make up?
Nighttime is the Right Time.
That is the one I made up.
Yes.
Because I always like to make up articles about snook fishing at night.
And so, the Cosmo one, what was the other
two? Not So Happy Hunting Ground, which, interestingly enough, was about apartment hunting.
Oh.
Not Tinder.
Do you even modeled, bro?
Do you even modeled?
First up, I promised that I would call people out on any of the Facebook groups that asked for duck IDs.
And boy, did you all come through.
And boy, did you guys come through with the clutch. The first two, Nick Doris and Joe Kennedy, seem like legitimate requests. Modeled or black duck, help a newbie out, and who can ID? But to Nick and Joe, we say,
Do you even model, bro?
Josh Lugie on Florida Duck Hunters and Florida Waterfowl Hunters, I think he went full on troll because he hashtagged his mallard or modeled, and he had one of the models in a tree, which prompted a lot of tree duck responses. However, Josh still gets,
Do you even model, bro?
Michael Seth on Florida Waterfowl Hunters went with the wings only picture. I don't know if this is a troll post or not. However, not willing to give the benefit of the doubt at this point in the season. Michael,
do you even model, bro?
Dominique Johns. There's only like 15 more of these. Dominique Johns posted a picture of a double barred mutt. Clearly not a model duck. Definitely. Thank God for Ben Pierce. By the way, Ben Pierce runs a Facebook group of duck ID, and you can like the dude knows his stuff. This is what he does for a living. So go to Ben Pierce's group and post this all day long, and I won't call you out. You post it on any of the other forums, you're getting called out. Anyway, Dominique.
Do you even model, bro?
Aaron Bailey, last one. Aaron Bailey took it to a whole new level because this was not on one of the Florida waterfowler sites. This was on Duck Mountain Moor, a group about taxidermy.
Fringe group.
Fringe group.
I like that.
Where you think we could all come together.
You'd think.
No. His nephew shot one in Maryland and posted asking, mallard or mottled or black duck.
It's a pretty one.
I think this is actually a mottled duck in Maryland that just got lost.
It looks a lot like a mottled.
It's got all the distinguishing traits. I don't want to hate on him because he's not from here. However, the game is the foot.
Yes.
I feel like this is an inside joke. It's a quote from The Office.
Come on, Chris.
No, it's Chris Pratt says that on Parks and Rec. Oh,
that's right. Okay, yes. Right.
A game is the foot.
I love that guy.
I've got for you.
Oh my gosh, I love that guy.
Andy Dwyer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 titles. 5 are from Florida Sportsman, 2 are not. This is our original game.
Oh, my word. That's a lot of Florida Sportsman.
7 is a lot.
So if I guess Florida Sportsman for all of them, I only get 2 wrong.
Well, you just got to tell me which 2 are not from Florida Sportsman.
Okay.
All right? This is going to be epic. First up, Myakka Magic, wild and scenic fishing in Southwest Florida.
Okay.
The 2 Bahamas. Easy to get there and hard to leave. You choose your adventure. Find your place in the glades. Camp and fish for snook and reds off the beaten path.
Okay.
Peaceful, easy feeling. Salt and fresh merge into this old Florida wilderness.
My gosh, peaceful, easy feeling.
The Cobia Whisperer. Get a line on Cobia patterns and the new regulations for them.
Okay. All right. All right.
Generation Next. These programs stoke kids' outdoor interests and pursuits.
Okay. All right.
Fly by night. Match the hatch for spring dock lights.
Okay. Match the hatch.
All right.
That's a fly fishing term.
Peaceful, easy feeling is made up.
Correct.
Aha. I'm getting good at this.
That's amazing.
Now, Myakka.
Myakka Magic, wild and scenic fishing in Southwest Florida.
Myakka Magic. I'm going to go Florida Sportsman.
You think that's real?
I think it's real.
It is real.
Okay.
2 for 2.
The 2 Bahamas.
Bahamas.
Easy to get there and hard to leave. You choose your adventure.
Choose your adventure. I'm going to go real.
Okay. That is real.
Okay. Was the kids program?
Find your Generation Next.
Generation Next.
These programs stoke kids' outdoor interests and pursuits.
Oh, man. That one's tough. I'm going to pass for a second. What's the next one?
The Cobia Whisperer.
Okay. All right. That one I'm going to go made up.
The Cobia Whisperer? Mm-hmm. The Cobia Whisperer is real.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? All right. What was the final one?
There were 2 more. Find your place in the glades, camp and fish for snook
and reds.
That
one's real.
Fly by night, match the hatch for spring dock lights.
Okay, so we got spring dock lights or Bahamas right now.
Yes.
Left.
Or Generation Next.
Or Generation Next and spring dock lights.
Yes.
So I'm going to go... Generation Next is made up. Spring Dock Lights is real.
Wrong.
Dang.
Christopher Gibson had a troll post the week after the season was over. He had a picture of 2 model ducks and asked for duck ID on Florida Duck Hunters. He thought we were going to let that slide. We're not letting that slide, Christopher Gibson.
Do you even model, bro?
Christian Serena posted a picture of a pug with duck wings.
I love that so much.
We believe this may have been a troll post. However, we're not going to shirk our duties. Christian?
Do you even model, bro?
Tommy Evans. From 2 weeks ago, Tommy Evans called me out in the comments on friend of the show Joe Polito's post with a blue effing wing effing teal. Tommy Evans, you asked for it.
Do you even model, bro?
Trey Ziegler on the group Duck Mountain War with a legitimate ID post, being as it was a model duck killed in Texas. Trey has decoyed into our spread, and being the highly trained killers that we are, we're not going to let him escape. So, Trey Ziegler,
do you even model, bro?
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. Spores. Do you have a guess?
Spores.
Spores. And this was another submission by someone online. Devin Lawrence submitted this, and I told him, I'm like, dude, I'm keeping this. This is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I don't think I've ever heard that term.
All right, I'm going to use it in a sentence, and you tell me what it is.
Okay. All right.
It was Memorial Day weekend, and we shouldn't have gone out because all the spores were out in full force.
Is it an acronym?
It is.
I think I have an idea of what it means, but I don't know the acronym.
Here we go. Stupid people on rental equipment.
Oh. Oh, I like that.
And instead of doing the year 2017 in review, we are doing the year 2018 in review. So this is going to be the year in review 2018.
Okay.
Headline number two from 2018. Florida sportsman wins Pulitzer Prize. Matt, wrap up the third round.
Okay, so my third round pick is a segue into a surprise segment that I've decided to bring into the show.
Excellent.
So my third round pick is Save It for a Rainy Day by Kenny Chesney. And our longtime listeners will realize, I say "our" like I've been on the show before,
that of all the bad songs all the by artists the worst artist
in the world, Travis hates Kenny Chesney more than all of them.
I'm sorry. I would like to hear the tree stand story. Oh, last time I sat in a tree stand with my little brother, I had a panic attack and cried.
I have never tasted Coot Heart, but I'm gonna be okay with that. Do you think that's the first time that's been uttered in podcast history?
Yes.
I've never tasted Coot Heart, but
Coot
I'm okay
Heart
with...
is the weirdest words.
Yeah.
So I have my fake five picks of my Kenny Chesney boat song draft.
Yes!
This is
would
fantastic.
You like to hear them?
Yes! I would. Would you please proceed?
Absolutely.
It's a workhorse, man. Here's it's the workhorse semi-automatic.
All right. Do you want to go first? Do you have any comments on this?
It is a little bit of a hipster gun. I'll give him that.
Yeah. To me, if you shoot a Super Black Eagle, you probably drive a two-door car and you drink imported beer.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I was going to go imported beer. Like
you wear cowboy boots and skinny jeans.
Yeah, I was going to go capris.
Yes.
Yeah, you get that hipster feel.
Pick number one, no shoes, no shirt, no problem.
Excellent.
Classic, just quintessential Kenny Chesney. Everything Travis hates about everything, all wrapped up into a song. It's amazing. Second round pick.
It's like a musical circle of garbage. I'll tell you what's new is I've got a Florida Sportsman magazine in the mail.
No. Oh, boy.
No.
And as I love to do, Nate, we have a game.
A game
is the foot.
Yes.
Second round pick is Beer in Mexico, because how can you pass that up when you're talking about boat songs, you know, just like chilling in the tropics.
I'm going to interrupt you real quick. I have a Kenny Chesney joke.
Okay.
Prepared just for this moment. Kenny Chesney and all of his fans are on a sinking ship. Who gets saved?
America?
All of country music. Where are we at on that blonde chick? Is she hot?
Who is she? From
Little
Big Town?
I think she's hot, but like with weird hair. Go ahead.
All right, and so my third round pick is Summertime by Kenny Chesney with the Yoohoo bottle rolling on the dashboard.
Two bare feet on the dashboard. I love that
so
song.
Good. So, and I love Yoohoos too, and that they get a shout out in that song. And then my fourth round pick is When the Sun Goes Down, because, you know, everything gets hotter.
When the sun goes down.
Let me interrupt you.
Okay.
To give you an Urban Dictionary.
Travis came ready for this. I was not expecting this.
An Urban Dictionary definition of Kenny Chesney.
Oh, Lord.
A mild-mannered, diminutive singer of moderate talent.
Diminutive.
Who somehow caught the proverbial lucky train and got a record deal. Then somehow, after years of exposure, became perceived as actually talented and, against all odds, became a star in country music. His vocal style is known for being devoid of passion, emotion, or talent.
Dang.
That's Urban Dictionary.
That's pretty harsh.
That's not me. That's Urban Dictionary.
That's pretty harsh, though. I feel like Travis created an Urban Dictionary account, went on, sure. wrote those, and was like, this is some random user.
That was actually the most voted up Urban Dictionary definition of Kenny Chesney.
Yeah. No matter what Travis does, it could be the worst draft he's ever done in his life, and he would say he won.
To round out my picks, number five is probably my least favorite song by him, but you know, had to make it on the boat list, is Pirate Flag.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about moonshine, making you want to get naked, and then all of a sudden he's in the islands with some girl. I don't really understand.
Mr. Pirate Flag.
Mr. Chesney is known for his hard work and for releasing one forgettable song after another with careful monotone delivery.
There's no title. We don't have an official title.
Am I what?
A parrot head. Is this your first podcast or something?
I thought they said Papa Cap and Sancho.
Is this how I make people feel all the time?
Is that from the Three Amigos? It's definitely from the Three Amigos.
Three Amigos.
Wild guapo.
Heavy?
I don't think it means what you think it means.
Wait, did you just go into The Princess Bride?
That's a different movie, bro.
Dang. And blast Florida over a loudspeaker whenever I'm harvesting game from the wilds of the greatest state in this country.
Why is he using a speaker? I mean, is he saying that game actually flock to the speaker?
So is he sitting in a tree stand with a boombox sitting next to him, blaring our podcast?
I feel like that's what he's saying.
I mean, I'm okay with it. He's not going to see much, but I'm okay with it. He continues, seasonal game, march two by two into the boat like I'm some kind of modern-day Noah. The first time I listened, all of my flat-billed hats curved into the geometrical perfect arch.
Wow. Probably the only reason he's buying flat-billed hats is because it's a conspiracy. We've proven that at this point.
Yeah. I mean, if that's the only thing the company's put out, that's the only thing they're going to buy.
So is that all he says?
No, he also says, and I was instantly endowed with the Matrix-esque mental download of every Bill Dance Outdoors episode aired.
I have no argument for that.
This is from Steve Dunn, 5 stars. The title of the review, however, is 7 stars. So I think he might feel limited by the iTunes review system.
You feel like iTunes has a...
I think it might be an antiquated system. Or Steve Dunn is a fan of like the Dog Rates Twitter account that is always rating above the rating scale. Like
15 out of 10 or something.
Yeah. He goes on to say, worthy of listening with both ears. This podcast...
That's concerning. Can we start there and say that that's concerning?
This podcast will alter your perception of time.
Wow.
Interesting.
I feel like maybe by the two ears thing, because I personally listen to the podcast while I'm at work.
With one ear?
With one headphone in, you know, so I can, if people sneak up on me, I don't get scared.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what he was talking about, which I agree.
Yeah.
Do you think he's saying that we're actually performing like time bending type stuff here?
I don't know. It feels a little passy-aggressive to me.
Does it? Stop. Please don't use that term.
Never again.
Please don't use that term.
He goes on to say that we are funny and engaging. And then he says, can't wait for the movie. Fold City Brigade. He says, decided to give you guys a listen on my drive back to Jacksonville after getting skunked at the STAs. Who does that?
His comment, not ours.
Yeah, that was it. That's in parentheses. And had no expectations. That is how we want everyone to listen to this podcast.
Zero expectations.
No expectations.
Or really low expectations.
In fact, the review could have just been, have no expectations.
Right, yeah.
Five stars.
He says, I ended up listening for the entire 4-hour drive. Wow.
That's like a lot of episodes.
It's hardcore.
Yeah.
You guys are hilarious and a refreshing take on duck hunting. My girlfriend and I are both big fans and look forward to every Tuesday. Cast and Blast podcast is definitely going in my keep column. K$127698 that says, good listen. SEU Catcher says, first off, I'm a fan of the show, but having known Travis for years, this is a fanboy. Having known Travis for
years. That's my buddy Joel.
I can honestly say that he's
what up, Joel?
Do you want to just talk to Joel?
Joel, this goes out to you.
I can honestly say that he's just as cool of a guy in person as he is on the show. If you enjoy hunting, fishing, and all around life in general, this is a great show to stay tuned into. From Quackskins, our brothers in
our
the
good
industry.
Friends at Quackskins, Alex.
Yeah. Yeah, he says, y'all are awesome. Really enjoy listening to you guys. Travis, hold on. Everyone just, this is Emily. Brace yourselves for what's about to happen. Back to the review. Travis is a stand-up guy and should run for president. From a guy that models, bro.
Love that name.
This sounds like our kind of person.
Love that name.
He actually has written a short advertisement. Are you looking for ways to get better gas mileage in your car? If the answer is yes, then this is the podcast for you. You will no longer speed through traffic to get to your destination because you will finally enjoy spending time in your car. With the savings, you can easily take your family to a nice steak dinner at Golden Corral. Work plus commute. Wait, this is an equation. Work commute plus cast and blast equals Golden Corral. Jake from Florida says, I stumbled across the episode People You Meet on a Boat, which was episode 19. A few weeks ago and have been addicted since. I'm a talk radio podcast guy at heart and was stoked to find a homegrown podcast talk involving the outdoors. I then continued my addiction into the shotgun draft, which was episode 20. Then we backtracked to episode 3 with the duck draft. Not only were these episodes super informative, but equally, if not more, entertaining. Combine that with Keep and Release and 2 Minute Will, I found myself skipping my go-to podcast to listen in on Cast and Blast. Great flow to otherwise a short program. You guys keep it funny and clean. Keep up the great work. Five starred and subbed. Subscribed is what he's saying. Five starred and subbed. No questions asked. Except, can you verify if this is a model or not, bro? KL Etheridge left us a review and she titled it, Can't Get Enough. I look forward to Tuesdays and not just because of tacos. Me too, girl. Cast and Blast Florida is a weekly part of my Tuesday commute home from work. I hardly even notice there's traffic because I'm having so much fun listening to Travis and Nathan.
What's 9 plus 10? 21.
Is Taylor Swift's new song the perfect duck hunting song?
If you say that on the podcast, I'm going to leave.
You'll be out?
I'll be out.
I think it's the perfect song.
Also, you'll be out of 2 Minute Wills. For all eternity.
You rock that song with me when we go duck hunting.
Yeah, but...
Think about if we rewrote it. Knew he was a killer first time that I saw him.
That's the first lyric in the song. Knew he was a killer the first time that I saw him.
Wondered how many ducks he had hunted left haunted.
Because the ducks are haunted because he killed their spouses.
Wouldn't the ducks be haunting the person? In theory, if you did kill them.
Pretty good theory.
He just broke it down like a friend.
She starts singing about in the middle of the night and in her dreams. Like, what do you dream about? I dream about duck hunting or snook fishing or tarpon fishing, but mostly duck hunting.